This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this wacky Wednesday, February 25th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Well, I don't know if you guys stayed up to watch Donald Trump's State of the Union address, his first State of the Union since back in office. And he was on a warpath toward the Democrats. He is not in any way, shape, or form willing to give a civilized speech when speaking to a joint session of Congress. It was completely partisan. He attacked personally U.S. Congresswomen right to their faces. He teed him up a couple of times to stand and applaud his statement, his remarks, and they didn't do it. The remarks he made were such a no-brainer. Everybody in America should have stood up and applauded that statement, those remarks. Democrats refused to do it. Their Trump derangement syndrome, their TDS, their hatred of this president was so blatantly obvious last night on full display. And Trump didn't care. He brought out the baseball bats and he was swinging for the fences. Personal attacks against Omar, the Somalian congresslady from Minnesota. Sitting right next to her, Rashida Tlaib, the Palestinian Muslim, right next to her, in a shouting match with the president during his speech. Now, I got to give the Democrats credit. The majority of them sat there, tolerated his just over-the-top attacks of the Democrats. There was even a couple of times they did stand and applaud when he introduced the USA gold medal hockey team as they entered the chamber up in the upper gallery. They did stand and applaud for them. And when Trump mentioned that the United States women's hockey team would be coming to the White House soon, they stood and applauded that as well. But there was so many times they were given an opportunity to stand in unity, not only with the president, but with the Republican members of the United States Congress, and they didn't do it. It was over the top. it was extremely way too long. He went off the teleprompter so much that finally I gave up. Roughly at about 11 o'clock, I think it was, I said, that's it. I'm done. I can't take any more of this. I got to get some sleep. Unbelievable partisan attack against the Democrats and their Democratic Party. Donald Trump obviously doesn't care about their votes, isn't interested in their votes on any of the bills. He called on the SAVE Act to be passed. This is going to be done with Republicans only. Donald Trump's had it, and it was fully on display last night. Text me what you thought, 231-360-5140. Also, text me any questions for Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house in the next segment. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
$4,747. 4747. That's how much, on average, each Michigan family will save annually with Perry Johnson as our governor. 4747. Perry is Michigan's renowned quality expert and mathematician. He helped save the Detroit auto industry by improving efficiency and now can save our state. Perry says we start by eliminating waste and cutting 2 cents of every dollar of discretionary spending. No more state income tax. More money in your pockets. Perry wants you to keep your money and live your dreams. So your choice is one more career politician or Perry Johnson, who'll shake up the system and send you the savings. 4747, Perry Johnson.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to ask you a quick question right out of the gate.
Sure.
One of the things that people are sending me questions about the most, and I want to, I know we've talked about this many times, but they're seeing these commercials on TV, Jeff, the Farmer's Pet, Fresh Pet, all of these bags, pouches, it looks like, of, quote, fresh food that is stored in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at a lot of these commercials myself, and it basically looks like the recipe you gave us for Mr. Snoop, ground turkey, brown rice, carrots, and green peas.
Yes.
And I went online and I looked at some of these prices and I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe how much they're charging for basically something you can fry up in a fry pan, add the rice, add the carrots, put in the frozen peas right there. Mr. Snoop loves it. Basically, isn't that what those ingredients, most of those look like to you when you've seen these commercials?
Oh yeah, pretty much. I always get a really kick out of the Farmer's Dog commercials because they show this, you know, the chicken and the rice and the vegetables and kind of insinuating that this is what farm dogs eat.
Right.
That's not what farm dogs eat. But anyway, we won't go into what they eat. But anyway, yeah. But no, so yeah, I mean, it's there. That is the getting away from the overprocessed food. You're feeding more natural or more real, I'm using air quotes here, food. You're paying them for the convenience. Okay. So they're doing the work for you instead of you doing the work cooking it is what you're paying for.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know,
we've got those, we save those plastic pails, you know, those, I think they're like a gallon and a half or whatever, ice cream buckets.
Yeah.
And that's what we basically put it in when we get done frying it up and let the peas soften up. We put that in the bucket, put that in the refrigerator downstairs. Actually, it forces me to run downstairs every day and get a, you know, scoop and a half of it to put in his bowl. And one cup basically of the kibble just because of the, you know, all the vitamins and additive supplements that are in the kibble. But we mix it in together, and he absolutely loves it.
Yep.
This is something, though, that you've talked about many times on the show, the history of dog food. I want to bring that up. What did dogs used to eat back in the day, and when did dog food actually become, I guess, popular?
Well, I mean, think about it. Dogs ate, I mean, pretty much what we ate, or more specifically, they ate what we didn't eat because they ate our garbage. Dog food. And honestly, actually, the very first thing that was ever sold as dog food, and actually, I just found this out the other day, goes back to 1865, just shortly post Civil War. I guess the U.S. Army was still sitting on a ton of surplus hardtack. That they weren't, obviously the war's over, they're not using it anymore, so somebody bought it and started selling it as dog food. So it actually goes back that far. But dog food as we know it pretty much started in the early 20th century, and during the age of convenience, okay, where all of a sudden now you're getting, you know, refrigerators in the house, and you're cooking with gas instead of wood stoves, and the tractor is now starting to replace the horse on the farm, and that modernization, and this was advertised as, hey, this is a new modern way, easy way to feed your dog. And dog food companies over the past century, have really done a very good job convincing us that you can't feed dogs, quote unquote, people food. Well, like I said, I have two questions to that. Well, then what are you making the dog food out of then? You know, if you're making it out of people food, what are you making it out of?
Right.
And secondly, the same thing. Yeah, well, we've had dogs 25,000 years. We've had dog food as we know it for about the last 100 and some years. What they eat before? They ate what we ate. Now, like I said, we feed kibble, and you know, and kibble is okay, but it's not the best, and it's convenient, you know. And there are plenty of dogs that eat it, you know, and people for convenience issues or whatever, they feed that, you know. And as long as you're feeding a good name brand, you know, they can do okay. But I see dogs coming in now. I'm not a raw diet guy, okay. I don't. There is no benefit for feeding raw. All right. So cook the food.
Yeah, I had a dog sled driver, if you will. He had a pack of dogs that he used for his sleds. And he says, you know, I feed them raw hamburger or whatever it was, raw something. And he said it's really nutritional for them and they get extra protein out of it, blah, blah, blah. But I'm thinking if it's not healthy for us to eat raw hamburger every single day or every other day, like he's feeding these dogs daily, I think.
Yeah.
If it's not good for us, it can't be good for dogs.
Well, dogs have a really low acid in their stomach, so they can handle stuff that we don't typically handle, especially if they're exposed to it all the time. The problem is that you are more likely to wind up with parasites going that way, toxoplasmosis, and you can, and I have seen dogs get sick from eating raw diets. So my point is there is no benefit between feeding a raw diet over, and especially with vegetables too. If you don't cook a vegetable, you might as well just throw it out in the yard because that's where it's going to wind up. Because the cooking breaks down the cell walls. Now you don't need to, you know, cook the life out of it.
Sure.
But you need to at least cook it enough so it's soft. And what that does is that breaks down those cellulose cell walls, which then allows the body to absorb the nutrition out of those cells. So,
on the carrots, we don't cook the carrots. We just chop with those little baby carrots. Vicky just chops them up in slices, and then the peas we always put in right out of the freezer on top of the hot, you know, turkey and the hot rice, and it seems to soften up okay. Do we need to cook the carrots and the peas?
Peas probably not, because that is a seed, where the carrot is more of a root. And if you cook the carrot, they would get more nutrition out of it. It's not that you don't get any nutrition out of a raw carrot, you know, but you would get more if you did cook it.
Oh, okay. Put them in some water and boil them or whatever, soften them up.
What do you think about people that want to lose weight? What do? They eat raw carrots.
Right.
Partly because keeps you full, partly because it also, because it's raw, you're not absorbing as much nutrient out of it as you could if it was compared to, you know, one that was cooked. So,
okay, good to know. Did not know that. One other thing that we're getting a lot of attention to with the quote warmer weather on its way, even though it feels like winter out there today, this week. When should we start with the flea and tick because of the cold weather? People are saying, well, they're saying next month it's going to be like in the forecast, extended forecast is saying 40s and 50s. When should we actually start with the flea and tick treatments?
Well, we're still sitting on, actually it's snowing right now. We're still sitting on 3 feet of snow in the yard. But if you get to the point where it's like 30s and you can have exposed grass, that ticks can be active at that time. So yeah, downstate, I may March, usually up here, April, up here in the UP, especially northern UP, Sault Ste. Marie area, usually run April through October. Usually gets it unless we have, you know, some weird years. But downstate, if your March through November, you know, would be applicable. And then pretty much if you get south of US 10 south of Clare, I would just keep them out of year round just because the weather down there is so goofy and unpredictable that even when I worked in Battle Creek, we would see flea infestations in February and January. Whoa. So south of Clare, just keep them on it. It's just easier to, you know, instead of dealing, it's easier to prevent a problem than to deal with a problem up here. You know, it's like I said, I have a hard time selling people flea stuff when I'm looking out right now and I can hardly see across the road.
Right.
And driving in was fun today. So But hey, welcome to UP. I got to tell myself, no spiders, no snakes, no hurricanes.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And one other thing, I think that a lot of people, I guess, have a misconception is they feel that they might be over drugging their dog or cat or whatever. But that really isn't something that is possible in these new treatments that is out there, topicals, whether the pill or whatever. You can't really overdose the dogs and the cats on these type of flea and tick products, correct?
Well, yeah, as long as you're following the instructions. And when they do this, when they do and they find out, okay, how safe is this? And what they'll do is they will take the drug or whatever they're studying, all right, and they will give it to lab animals at like 10 or 20 times the dose that which is like the normal dose you're supposed to give to see, hey, okay, is this safe? Does this cause a problem? And anything is toxic, you know, I mean, water is toxic at a certain point, you know what I mean? So, but as long as you're staying within the recommended dose range, yeah, these drugs are very safe. Now, certain animals, you know, I mean, you got individual variability, might have to use something different. That's why we customize it to whatever, you know, that animal needs. But my dogs are on the, we've gone to Simparica Trio, which is a one and done pill. It's just one pill a month. Boop, and that's your fleas, that's your ticks, that's your heartworm, and your intestinal parasites. And it's been pretty good. I haven't had any problems. Even I can't even remember the last time I picked a tick off of our dogs.
Okay,
and what's the name of that product? And I got farm dogs. It's called Simparica Trio. We just brought it in last year.
Trio. Very cool. Yep. Excellent. So people can get that. And I got a question on that before, and I totally forgot to ask you. Downstate listener wanted to purchase the products like that from you without them being necessarily a patient. Are you okay letting them pay for that product and shipping it to them if they want to call your office and do it over the phone?
Well, now this is where the state and the feds get involved, because they are prescription drugs.
Okay.
That means that you have to, you know, it has the magic words on it. Now, I've had people that have sent us, like, you can get your veterinarian to send us, like, hey, this is okay for this person to buy this drug from you, you know, and we've done things like that. But that's where you deal with the difference between some things are over the counter and they're and then those things I can sell, you know, all over the place. But
sure.
Anything that is a prescription, you kind of have to be a client.
Yeah.
Okay, see at least once a year kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, got it.
Yep.
Well, I want to give out the phone number again, make sure if you guys have any other questions or you would like to actually start taking your animal up to Dr. Jeff. That phone number, 906 in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 635-5910. Put it in your phone. Store it, please. 906-635-5910. Final thoughts, Jeff, before I let you get back to work.
We're just up here holding our breath, waiting for spring. Get ready. Get your flea and heartworm stuff. Get your heartworm tests. Update all your vaccines and hope for better weather.
Very good. Very good.
Yep.
All right, man. We'll talk to you.